There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHopmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHopmanStore.com. DearHopmanStore.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mudin. A happy new year to you. What do we get done saying happy new year? Are we saying it through the whole month of January? I'm still wishing people a happy new year, and people are still wishing me a happy new year, so there you go. Anyway, beginning of a new year, I'm very encouraged and looking forward to how things may be changing with regard to how we view health, especially with the new administration, RFK Jr., all of that. More truth in science, all of that. But today, I'm here to talk about particular topics that you may be interested in. First, my email is questions@drhoffman.net. That's questions@drhoffman.net. It's the same email as for Q&A with Layla, as you know, which Dr. Hoffman and I do every week or so. I know we've had a few best ofs over the holiday season, the new year, but we're back online and we're back online and we look forward to your questions. In a nice magazine that I like to read, it's not quite a journal, it's actually from Innovision Professional Media. It's about aging. And there are a lot of various topics on aging, but here's an interesting one, and quite possibly a bit of a dilemma. Good cholesterol, and they put in quotes, good cholesterol, may protect against brain atrophy and dementia. So what's the good cholesterol? You know, HDL. High-density lipoprotein. So HDL, or good cholesterol, may play a vital role in conserving healthy brain matter in middle-aged adults. Ah. And this report is coming from UT Southwestern Medical Center. And these findings, they're published in the Journal of Clinical Medicine. This is offering some more insight now into factors that affect cognitive health in aging adults. Good cholesterol. So, quote, our study has identified a novel role of HDL cholesterol function in maintaining gray matter volume in the brain, which is important for cognitive function in middle-aged adults. So, they say our study was the first to investigate for a potential link between HDL function and brain volume. I'm a little bit delighted by this study because it's actually showing cholesterol is a good guy. And I know that we've always termed HDL, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, as a good guy, but here is now more and a possible dilemma. So here's what they did. To determine whether there was a link, the researchers assessed 1,826 participants between the ages of 35 and 70. that were enrolled in a population-based Dallas Heart study. This is a longitudinal study, which is now in its 25th year. So, first, their fasting cholesterol concentrations were assessed using nuclear magnetic resonance, and the participants were then tested for cognitive function, and their brain matter volume was measured using MRI, right? Brain magnetic resonance imaging. And the initial assessments, they took place between the year 2000 and 2002, and then the participants were reassessed between 2007 and 2009. So this team measured HDL function in this study, and their findings revealed that higher concentrations of small particle HDL, but not larger particles or total HDL concentration, were linked with the greater gray matter volume and higher cognitive capacity. That's interesting, because you normally hear of small particle not being a good thing. That is in the setting of LDL cholesterol, right? You don't want pattern B LDL particles. You want big, fluffy, buoyant pattern A particles. But that's about ADL. They're observing this with HDL, that the small particle were linked with greater gray matter volume and higher cognitive capacity. So they state, previous research has shown conflicting evidence regarding the concentration of HDL cholesterol in development of dementia or brain atrophy. However, the concentration of HDL cholesterol may not reflect that their function. So HDL decreases the amount of low-density lipoprotein, LDL, or the so-called bad cholesterol, in blood vessels by transporting the excess to the liver, where it gets broken down. That's why I like to call HDL a garbage truck. And the higher your HDL, the bigger garbage truck you have, which is a good thing. In addition, HDL particles, they exist in many sizes, which may be linked to their function, according to researchers. They say, we now need to understand exactly how the small HDL particle, which can cross the blood-brain barrier, may have a beneficial role in maintaining brain health. So this finding led the researchers to note that HDL cholesterol function or levels of small HDL particles may be used as markers for a population at risk of developing cognitive decline, though additional studies would be required to confirm this connection. And of course, you do need additional studies. Even though this is an observation, not a double-blind randomized control trial, I mean, that would be difficult to do. This is an observation. We need to see more observations like this to confirm that there may be an association. And again, it's not necessarily cause and effect. You'd need a lot more replication in various studies, right? Like this longitudinal study, the Dallas Heart study. They say, our unified focus on heart and brain health fosters multidisciplinary collaboration among the cardiology, neurology, and advanced imaging research center departments. So, and this research has extended the potential beneficial role of HDL cholesterol efflux function to the brain. Now, when my clients come into me with their, not just their lipid panel, but their NMR or VAPS test showing particle sizes of LDL, HDL, VLDL, all of that, I'm going to keep my eye on the amount of small HDL particle because this is interesting. Now, I want to mention here might be the dilemma. So you want to hire HDL. And here is how you get that. You have to eat more fat. Yes, you have to eat more fat. Not the trans fat in your cookie or your donut. Not the trans fat that is probably cooking your French fries at the restaurant you go to. Not the trans fats in your breads and crackers and chips. Not those trans fats, but regular, old, saturated fats in your butter, in your meat, but also the other, the monounsaturates in your olive oil, avocados, nuts, seeds, some of the polyunsaturates. But overall, you need to eat more fat, with the exception of man-made trans fatty acids. The naturally occurring trans fatty acids found in meat, those are fine. They're not made in a factory. They belong in the matrix of various fats. So the way to increase your HDL is to eat more fat. Well, your doctor is telling you to do the opposite. Because when you lower your fat, because you've been told to be afraid of your high cholesterol, right? Your HDL goes down. If you're going to eat less fat, your HDL is also going to go down. What's that going to mean for your brain health, according to this observation, right? And also, the higher HDL is your protection. So it's a bit of a conundrum, isn't it? Because your doctor, who's not qualified in nutrition, us nutritionists are, with our credentials, doctors are not. They're just parroting things that they've been reading in now old ancient scientific literature, or what they're reading in headlines and news articles, which really is not qualified science at all. We are left to decipher all of this in our practices to our patients, to our clients, about the true meaning of all this. And we know that low HDL is one of the features of metabolic syndrome, syndrome X. You want a higher HDL. You get that by eating more fat and by exercise, in that order. So if you're on a low-fat diet and you're exercising and your HDL is a 47, you need to eat more fat. We want to see HDLs in the 70s, in the 80s. When it's up near 100 or over 100, usually we see that as a phenomenon of hypothyroidism, a low-functioning thyroid. So there is something that skews that. And again, that's a phenomenon of hypothyroidism. So in my clients with hypothyroidism, I always check to make sure that their thyroid, that they're on the right dose of thyroid, if they're under the care of an endocrinologist, which they should be, and the numbers in their labs are where they should be, maybe they need a little more help in nutrition to help boost thyroid function. There are ways to do that with nutrition and supplements. I do that all the time with my clients to get those numbers better and less distorted, to get your lip panel better and less distorted. But as time is going on and I see this, a higher HDL cholesterol, a higher cholesterol is better for your brain. This is now a doorway into cholesterol is not always the foe, which I have been talking about for years, and even more in the scope of those scientists who study low-carb ketogenic diets, even carnivore diets. They're seeing that cholesterol is not the whole story. And if you're reading the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, Dr. Hoffman recently went on about, it's not all about the LDL. It's just not. There are other risk factors which are more indicative of cardiovascular risk factor, like lipoprotein little a, like high homocysteine, like inflammation, right? You want a high HDL, but remember that high HDL number coupled with your LDL number may be putting you in a, quote, high cholesterol, right? You know, Say your cholesterol's over 200. Your high HDL number, which is a good thing, is adding to that total cholesterol number. You know, it's a little dinosaur medicine, let's start to call it that, to just look at a total cholesterol number. You just can't go by that. But there's still this knee-jerk reaction amongst doctors. Oh, your cholesterol's too high, you need a statin. Well, what if you have a high HDL in your 80s, right? And you have, if your LDL is high, you've got big fluffy pattern A cholesterol, and your triglycerides are 50. I personally don't believe you need a statin. You need a statin if you've had a heart attack. You need a statin if you are predisposed. There's a very strong family history of cardiovascular disease in your family at a young age, for example. That's something that you need to assess with your cardiologist. But if you have a high HDL and your LDL is big, fluffy, buoyant pattern A and low triglycerides, that's a good thing. Even if your total cholesterol is over 200, and listen, in my opinion, I don't think a higher cholesterol in the mid-200s is a bad thing, especially as we get older, because there is scientific research saying that those are the people who live the longest. Past their 80s into their 90s are those with a total cholesterol of, say, 268 or something like that. So I see this observation about high HDL being protective for brain health as a doorway into not looking at cholesterol solely as a bad guy. Because guess what? It may not be. And you've heard me say, cholesterol is classified as an antioxidant. Your cardiologist, your doctor doesn't know that. 80% of our cholesterol is made in the liver. Why is the liver making so much? And under normal circumstances, healthy circumstances, our livers are making 80% of the cholesterol because our bodies need it. Our brain needs it. We need it for our brain function, as is evidenced by this observation in this research I'm telling you about now, right? So we need cholesterol for our brains. It's a component of all of our cell membranes, the phospholipid membrane. And in fact, our cholesterol production via the liver operates on a negative feedback loop. What does that mean? When the, quote, body or the liver sees that there's enough dietary cholesterol coming in from our butter, from our meat, from our eggs, from our shrimp, right? That there's enough dietary cholesterol, the liver can downregulate its production of cholesterol. It operates on a negative feedback loop, right? But that's how that works. And again, we need to look at all of this, but we have to come at it without any kind of prejudice. It's been so drilled into our brains, not just as practitioners, but everybody. Because I have people coming into my office just scared to death. My doctor told me I'm going to have a heart attack if I don't take a statin because my cholesterol is 202. Meanwhile, the Framingham Heart Study, this is research I've been quoting for a long time in my career, show that if you have a total cholesterol of under 200, you have higher risk factors of problems in cognition, in recall, in any kind of intelligence, possibly issues. There are mood disorders, and that's if your total cholesterol is under 200. Every doctor out there, it appears, is shooting for less than 200. This is not great for our moods. There's more tendency towards aggression and violence. There's certainly a tendency towards depression. I often see this in people who have been taking the statin for a while. that there are changes in their cognition. You've heard of that global amnesia that certain case studies have reported in those people, those few people that are taking a statin that suddenly don't remember anything. That global amnesia that may happen. I understand this is rare, but we do see it happen. We need cholesterol. And I'm very optimistic, like in this observational research, that good cholesterol may protect against brain atrophy, may protect against dementia. This is a good thing. And that high HDL is part of that total cholesterol number. And going forward, being above 200, I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. There's more to cholesterol than how it's been vilified, right? And you know the Ansel Keys study of the saturated fat heart disease association way back when. It's saturated fat, that's the foe. All of this has been debunked. And we know how Ansel Keys, how the research was cherry-picked, because originally it wasn't a 7-country study, it was a 22-country study. But, you know, the Swiss and Finnish diets didn't fit into the narrative of connecting saturated fat to coronary artery disease, so those were omitted. How come Finnish or Swiss people, those who have very fatty diets, they have lower rates of heart disease than others, you know? But that was excluded because, you know, the research was cherry-picked. All of this has come to light during our Great Awakening. Anyway, I consider this good news. This is in the Journal of Clinical Medicine, if you want to go look at it. And here's the doorway to cholesterol not being a foe. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news, and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, registered dietitian nutritionist. I maintain a private practice and see patients regularly. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone and telehealth consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.